the next 30 minutes, you will view the ministry of one of America's most unusual men of God. Brother Lester Roloff built and maintained homes for people in trouble. People that had problems with crime, alcohol, and drugs. As you know, Brother Lester Roloff was killed in a plane crash November 2nd, 1982. But all of the homes that he built are still operating exactly as he started them. We receive calls from people all over America inquiring about our homes. We have two homes for girls and ladies and three homes for men and boys. We receive approximately 50 phone calls or letters of inquiry each day. We have a long waiting list of people seeking to come into these homes.
Good morning.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. I wish we could.
Well, they're all emergencies, really. Every one. We operate nothing but an intensive care ward. You could call me back maybe in a month or two. We graduate some, of course, you know, in the month of June, and we'd be glad, and you know we'd be delighted to take your child. Well, a lot of them, though, are going to go to prison unless we take them. In fact, most of them will, and I'm so sorry, and we're going to pray. I know that doesn't seem like enough, but we love you, and we love the child, and one of these days, we'll have more room. You pray for us. And keep us in mind. But you call back in about 2 or 3 months, okay? All right. Bye.
Brother Lester Roloff's 50 years in the ministry. His life in ministry is best summed up in Luke 4:15. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Come with us to what we call the farm. More than 550 acres of land being used by Brother Roloff and the People's Baptist Church to build and maintain homes for people in trouble. You will see all five homes, Rebecca and Jubilee for girls and ladies, the Anchor, the Lighthouse, and the City of Refuge, for boys and men. Our capacity at the present is 500, but if we had the room, in a year's time we could have 5,000. We're constantly aware that we're only scratching the surface. Since we receive more than 18,000 inquiries each year, we have to say no room most of the time. When we say no room, we're saying no to very desperate people that have nowhere else to turn except prison, reform schools, or the streets. Ever since Brother Roloff entered the ministry, he's had a burden for helping people. And he foresaw the need for Christian homes to rescue people in trouble. Now, 50 years later, in this Jubilee year, people have come to congratulate Brother Roloff on the occasion of his 68th birthday, as well as his 50 years in the ministry. The paths have not been smooth for these homes. The state of Texas made its first attack in 1973 through their welfare department. They said, get a license or close down. Brother Roloff would do neither, but went to the courts feeling his rights to operate church homes would be protected. Three times he went to jail rather than submit to the demands of the state. The battle against licensing took us to major cities in the state where giant rallies were held to inform the public concerning the issues. In 1977, 10,000 people gathered in Dallas to show their support for Brother Roloff and his homes. When our people examined the state's minimum standards for licensing, which means control, Brother Roloff's Christian convictions would not permit him to turn the control of his homes over to the state. He has often said, Since we take no tax money and make no charge, we're not in a business, but this is a ministry of our church. And we should be able to run our church and its ministries without state interference. It's thrilling to hear the girls sing songs that tell of what they've experienced in being set free from the bondage of sin. That was truly a momentous night. In June of 1979, history was made in the United States. The Texas Department of Human Resources announced they were coming to close the homes. Preachers came from around the nation to stand with Brother Olaf to make a human fortress to guard and protect the church. The DHR withdrew, but came back a few days later and closed the Rebecca home. This is unmistakable evidence of state control.
We must never let these homes close again, because there's no place for them to go. Not any place. All the way from Alaska.
Only the Lord knows what Brother Olaf went through in seeing every boy and girl driven away and the buildings stand empty.
And we must keep these homes open.
But after the pain came sweet victory in March of 1981. Almost 8 years after the battle began, Judge Charles Matthews said, "I can offer no relief to the state of Texas." When Rebecca closed, Brother and Mrs. Cameron took a busload of the girls and went on an extended tour to tell the story of state intervention into the affairs of the church. It was a day long to be remembered when they returned. Now, in July of 1982, all our homes are filled to capacity. We invite you now to visit the homes. It is in these most unusual homes that we work with some of the most difficult people in the world. Here, the rich soil of South Texas provides vegetables in abundance for serving more than 2,000 meals a day. In our food processing plant, vegetables are quickly prepared by our boys and men, then frozen for future use. Fresh milk is a vital part of good nutrition for growing youngsters. All of our homes serve milk twice each day. Our first home on the tour is the Anchor. In this building, the boys eat, sleep, and go to school. The enrollment is maintained at 100. These young boys are now being given their first opportunity to live in a totally Christian atmosphere. Every day is fully built around the Word of God. Christian principles are interwoven into every activity. They are loved, taught cleanliness, respect for each other, and how to let Christ live in their lives each day. They're taught responsibility, work, and what it means to do your part. Most of these boys come to us suffering from malnutrition. They have to be completely retrained as to their eating and drinking habits. No junk food is allowed in our home at any time. They respond quickly and soon begin to love the right food. Since our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, we believe they should be properly nourished. The boys must keep their dorm clean. They're taught to take care of their own clothes. Their studies will prepare them for college or some other useful place in society. The state of Texas closed this home for 27 months. Can you imagine a crime of such magnitude being committed against young boys like these? A short distance from the anchor is the lighthouse for young men ages 18 through 25. Since its beginning in 1958, the lighthouse has seen hundreds of young men saved to go out in society to serve God. Our intense Bible training program, together with physical training, help these young men to grow up both spiritually and physically. The lighthouse was actually started down the Intercoastal Canal. Young men come directly from the courts to this isolated spot, completely separated from the outside world, to give Christ a chance to do for them what the world could not do.
I praise God this morning that the Lord has done great things.
Johnny Downs from Houston, Texas, was sent by the courts to us over 3 years ago. Christ has saved him and completely changed his life. He's now in school preparing for the ministry.
After 8 felony convictions, the Lord brought me to the lighthouse. And you say, well, what happened to you? Well, I'll tell you what happened to me. Over there in John chapter 15 and verse 3 best explains it, where the Lord Jesus Christ said, now are you clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And it's been the word of God that's done the work in my life. They accused Brother Roloff of brainwashing us here. And I'd have to say and stand here this morning and say that the word of God has truly washed my mind of all the filth and the trash that has been put up. Finest wash water in the world, the old King James.
Night fishing is an experience for the boys 6 nights a week. Spin reels are used to catch speckled trout during the night. The boys fish a 2-hour shift each night. The fish are kept in baskets in the water so they can stay alive until morning. The fish are then brought in to the filleting tables for processing. Become expert in the filleting of fish. The filleting process consists of cutting the sides of the fish off, then removing the skin from the sides, and the fillet is what you have left. The fillet is then washed and made ready for packaging. Within 1 hour, the fillet will be flown to the farm and placed in our freezers. Chapel service on the Intercoastal is always a blessing, especially when Brother Roloff is the preacher. These boys are in boot camp, learning the basic principles of what the Christian life is all about. Many will get rooted and grounded here and go on to make strong Christian men. This is a tough place, but it turns out tough boys. Tough enough to say no to temptation when they go back home.
My name is Michael Moore. And
one such a boy is Michael Moore. He tells his own story.
I've been at the homes now for 3 years. And 3.5 years ago, I was arrested in Fairmont for armed robbery with a machine gun. And, you know, the Bible says in Proverbs, There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. It also says in Proverbs 13:15, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressor is hard. I grew up, and in 10th grade, I started doing drugs. I started getting into marijuana and eventually into alcohol. And I started listening to a lot of rock and roll music. And rock and roll music itself is straight from the pits of hell. It planted the seed of rebellion, the seed of rebellion in my heart. And eventually, I started to rebel against my parents. But I went on, I got worse and worse into drugs. I started dealing drugs and doing things I thought I'd never do. One night I decided to, I'd lost my job, so I decided to rob a gas station. That's what I did. And the Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. And my sin found me out that night. And I was facing another 30 years in the penitentiary. But you know, the Lord had mercy on me, and He guided me down here to the lighthouse. And I don't like to say I was court-ordered down here. I like to say I was...
Many people first learned about our ministries through the Family Altar program.
My name is Charles Crummy, and it's my happy privilege to introduce the Family Altar program. From this studio, more than 69,000 Family Altar programs are edited and mailed out annually. From the studios of the People's Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas, the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises present the Family Altar program with Brother Lester Roloff. And now, Brother Roloff.
Well, the longest arm we've ever had and the loudest voice has been the Family Altar program that we have now completed 38 years of broadcasting and on nearly 200 radio stations, and really ought to be on 300 or 400 more. With the message, and especially with the ministries, the singing, the testimonies of the boys and girls and men and women. And so half of all of our income goes for radio time, which has tremendously increased. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And never have we tired of coming to this studio to greet our people with a message from this precious old book. It never changes. I'm glad that during the 50 years, I've never had to change the message, because it was right to start with and will always be right. I'd like for you to get a radio log so you'll know what stations we're on as you cross the country or maybe move to another city. You'll know where you can find our broadcast. We'd like for you to be one of our daily listeners. We're on 30 minutes and 15 minutes a day. And then Sunday, we have an hour's broadcast of a complete morning service that could be, and is proving to be, a tremendous blessing to the people across this nation. May the Lord bless this radio ministry.
Our oldest home is the City of Refuge, where older men come to find the will of God. Our largest home is Rebecca, a home for teenage girls. The state of Texas has centered their attack on this home. The Rebecca Choir is known nationwide because of their tours to churches for special services. However, the girls were not singing when their parents brought them in.
Leave me alone. I'm not staying here. I'm Mrs. Cam Lowery. This is my
bell.
So this is Kara. Kara, I'm Mrs. Cameron. Oh, come on, Kara. Let's have a seat, don't you? Let's talk. Okay. Come on. It's going to be all right.
Sorry,
come on. Let's have a seat. I'm going to check your luggage, Kara.
No, you're not.
But I have to check all the girls' things, okay? I'll give it back.
I don't have anything in there. Sarah,
fill it down.
Before I came to Becca home, I was into a lot of sin, and I rebelled against my parents, and I ran away, and I lived with Rock Band, and I started getting worse and worse with them, that I started smoking dope, and just doing all kinds of drugs, and the police picked me up after I lived with them for a while, and I was in juvenile for a few days, and my parents and a friend of mine that used to be in the home, she used to witness to me when I was home, and she came with my parents and picked me up and brought me here. And I didn't want to stay at all when I came in. I couldn't stand it. But then after I got saved, everything changed, and I really love it here now. I wanted to stay. And I just praise the Lord for these homes, because I don't know where I'd be if I hadn't come to Rebecca.
Along with Kara, many others have found the will of God for their lives at the church altar. Rebecca girls are some of the strongest Christians in the world. They come defeated, but are quickly won to Christ. Their days are planned, whether play, school, or church. They make the most of the time they spend here. These girls are typical of any you might know. They could be your daughters or granddaughters. Our ministries include schools for all our homes. The Rebecca girls are our largest group in school. Girls are taught special courses to help them be good wives and mothers. It is a joy to know that when they graduate from our schools, they will be able to sew, to cook, and to keep house. All our schools are fully accredited by the American Association of Christian Schools. Our competent staff and faculty are dedicated to help our students get the most out of school while here. Graduation is the highlight of the entire school year. Most of these high school graduates never thought they would finish school. To these young people, this is a very special occasion. Brother Roloff has often said, graduation night is about the most miraculous night in the year. This comment from our school administrator, Brother Wiley Cameron.
We present Bible truth in all of our curriculum, with the Bible admonition that ye shall know the truth. And Jesus said, if the truth makes you free, you'll be free indeed.
This is the Jubilee Home for ladies, 18 and above.
When I was 15 and a half, I moved out of my mom's apartment, and I got my own car and my own furniture. And I was just thinking that the pleasures of the world would give me happiness, but it didn't. And I got into a lot of drugs. I hung around with a lot of gangs and things like that, and I was just miserable. But I called Brother off, and I asked him to take me, and he took me in, and I just praised the Lord for that. And my little brother's in the Anchor Home for Boys, and he's been safe since he's been here, and I've been here 14 months, and my mom just got saved last week, and I believe she's going to be coming in the home soon. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord has given me the opportunity to graduate this summer, and He's just done so many things for me. He's given me peace in my heart and joy that I've never had before. And I just thank the Lord for everything He's given me.
And I fell into a deep depression, and my parents and family got a doctor to help me. And before I came here, he gave me about 23 shock treatments, and I was addicted to all kinds of drugs. And since I've been here, the Lord's given me the victory and the love and the joy and peace in my heart that I've so longed for. And He's given me a life verse, Psalm 40, verse 3. And He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord.
You've been with us on a tour of all our homes and ministries. You know now how to more intelligently pray for us. The Bible, the one book with all the answers, is our guide. May it ever be so.
50 years ago, and the Lord put His majestic hand on the most unlikely country boy to be a preacher. And 50 years down the road, I'd like to say that He's been more than faithful. And these ministries have amazed me, I guess, more than anybody else because of what the Lord had to start with. Our field is so great, and the opportunity is so great. And I believe that the best is yet to come. I was quoting this morning when I woke up, 2 Chronicles 25 and verse 9. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. And I thought, if maybe you could see and take a tour. Many of you will never be able to come to Corpus. Those of you who do will have an unforgettable trip. Lasting blessings and sights and sounds that will be refreshing from here right on to the end of your life. But since you couldn't come, we thought we'd just get our filming crew and we'd just bring to your living room or to your church house and let you see what you've helped us to do. I've just closed another long tour yesterday. I sat in the single engine plane 7 hours and 15 minutes yesterday in order to come from the Virginia line where we've been in some meetings. And so I'd just like to say to all of our friends, this is your work. I'm glad to be your missionary to represent you and especially the wonderful cause of Christ. Deliver the message, the same old book. I've never had to change my convictions because they were right to start with. We've never changed the message, the mission, or the method. It's God's way. It's the best way. And through many dangers, toils, and snares, we've already come. 'Tis grace that brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead us home. And may I say to all of the faithful friends who write one letter a month and who pray, some of you, evening, morning, and at noon, you are the lifeline on the human side to help us, to help others. And so may the Lord bless you. And remember what I've told you so many times. I'd rather sail and hit a rock than have it said, he rotted in dry dock.
On November 2nd, 1982, at 8:45 a.m., Brother Woloff got in the plane and flew away. And that's the last time he talked to any of us. We knew what our orders were, and that was to continue operating the homes as he had told us. We have 500 people in our homes. About 80% of them are under 25 years of age. They come from all walks of life, very difficult people. Our cost is enormous in keeping our homes operating. But you can help us. You can pray for us, and you can send us an offering every month. We must have your help if these homes are to continue. I trust that you'll write us and send us a gift and tell us that you'll support us each month, that we may be able to pay all of our bills at the first of each month. Our address is Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas. The zip is 78403. Send whatever gift you can send, and that'll help us to keep the homes operating. There may be a time when you'd have to call us about someone in your family, and we'd like to be able to say yes, as we have to many in the past. Do what you can, but be sure to pray for us, and the Lord bless you.